This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Vatican City. In Rome today, millions gathered for the funeral of Pope John Paul II. As his simple Cyprus coffin was placed in front of an altar in St. Peter's Square, those in attendance applauded. The book of the Gospel was placed on the coffin. In the cool morning wind, its pages fluttered and turned. The Dean of the College of Cardinals, Joseph Ratzinger, delivered the homily at the service for John Paul.
He came to experience how everything which he had given over into the Lord's hands came back to him in a new way. His love of words, of poetry, of literature became an essential part of his pastoral mission and gave new vitality, new urgency, new attractiveness to the preaching of the gospel, even when it is a sign of contradiction.
Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, through an interpreter, hundreds of thousands managed to witness the funeral at St. Peter's Square. To accommodate all those who couldn't get anywhere near St. Peter's, huge television screens were set up in 10 sites across the city, and they broadcast the funeral. One of those sites was the Circus Maximus, which was a chariot racing track in ancient Rome. NPR's Emily Harris is there. Emily, tell us how it went at the Circus Maximus.
Renee, before the funeral mass started, which was broadcast on two big television screens here, it was quite a festive atmosphere. Many people had spent the night, and people were sharing food and drink, and there were some prayer and singing circles. Once the mass began, though, all attention was focused on both screens, and the crowd here followed along just as if they were in St. Peter's Square, standing, praying, applauding along with the crowd there.
And that behind you is sort of the tag end of the post-mass sound.
What has been broadcasting here is a video montage put together by a Catholic organization that played both before the mass and after.
Now that the funeral is over, what's the mood? Did people go streaming out of the Circus Maximus?
A lot of people did go streaming out of the Circus Maximus right away, but a lot of people, particularly those who had spent the night here, pulled out sandwiches and chips and drinks and started to have a picnic. The sun came out right at the end of the funeral, and people stuck around for a while just enjoying being out in the day after a very somber occasion indeed, but an occasion that people tell me they were very pleased to take part of and that they felt more happy about, perhaps, than sad.
And that probably is a security helicopter going over your head just now. There have been plenty here in St. Peter's Square. What stories have you heard from people, some of them traveling long distances at great cost and sacrifice to get to Rome this week?
As, like all places in Rome this week, here at Circus Maximus, there were lots and lots of Polish flags. Many of them had a black ribbon tied on the top. Lots of people here who had taken bus trips overnight from Poland. I also spoke to people from France, from the United States, from different parts of Italy. Some had come here because they are devout Catholics and wanted to witness the funeral of John Paul II. Others were here because they felt it was a historic occasion. A couple of American students I talked to said, you know, we don't speak Italian that well, but we feel really welcome here. So it was a very happy, welcoming mood in this crowd.
And a lot of those who came to Rome are young. John Paul is the only pope they've ever known. He reached out to the young.
He did reach out to the young, and there were a lot of groups here who were associated in particular with World Youth Day, which is a movement that was started basically by John Paul II. They, in particular, were organizing singing groups, singing circles and prayer circles, but there were also in this crowd families and older people, people from around Rome who didn't feel that they had a chance of getting into St. Peter's Square.
Emily, thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.
NPR's Emily Harris in Rome's Circus Maximus, where she joined thousands of others watching the funeral mass of Pope John Paul II.
Renee, Emily, and other NPR correspondents are in and around Vatican City.